www.thebrandonbeat.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Good evening to you. Happy Saturday evening. It's Ian here with you.
And Skyler.
And Manwich.
And Skyler, you just wanted to come in for our special guest here tonight.
That's right.
And we're going to introduce him here in just a moment. But our normal co-host, Mike, is kind of missing in action for the time being, so maybe he'll just waltz in the studio at some point tonight. And you're welcome, of course, to call in anytime. The show is called Free Talk Live for a reason. How would you describe that reason, Manwich?
The show belongs to the listeners. They call in, want to talk anything they want to talk about. It doesn't matter if we're talking about Halloween and its traditions or, you know, whatever it happens to be that we're chatting about. They call in with an issue, be it personal, political, or otherwise. I like cheese. You know, whatever. Yeah. I don't think I like cheese is going to go very far, but thanks. What's your favorite kind of cheese?
You know, you mentioned Halloween and related issues. Of course, it is that time of year. I'd love to get into something like that tonight, but there are other things at point in time that are much, much more important. And one of those things is our special guest that we have on the phone. His name is Michael Badnarik. Michael, are you there with us?
I am here.
Excellent. Welcome to the program. You are the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, the third largest party in the United States. Michael Badnarik, what is a libertarian?
A libertarian has this really crazy idea that the Constitution actually means something and that it puts limitations on government power. The government is there to protect your life, your liberty, and your property, and that's all. So in any decision about your life, either you can make that decision or the government can make the decision for you. Libertarians are overwhelmingly in favor of you making your own decisions in life.
So they really don't have any, they don't like the whole nanny state idea then?
We hate the nanny state idea. When I talk to college-age students, one question that I ask is, how many people are planning to live at home 5 years from now? Nobody ever raises their hand.
I bet they don't.
You know, why would they leave home when they've got, you know, cable television, refrigerator full of food? Why would they move into a small studio apartment with a little, you know, baby TV with a bent-up coat hanger for an antenna?
Freedom.
The answer is liberty. You know, Mom, I love you. Dad, you're my best friend, but I'm going to make my decisions from here on out. I decide when I go to sleep. I decide what TV programs I'm going to watch. It's all about self-determination. The libertarians are all about self-determination. We want to make our own choices. And, again, that is precisely what the Libertarian Party is all about. We think that you are the smartest person to spend your money and to decide how you should pursue happiness.
You know, there was a huge, huge media article yesterday that came out in regards to the Osama bin Laden video. I wanted to start out with this because, well, first of all, Michael, I wanted to let you know I have already voted for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
As have I.
And also Skyler is in the studio.
Thank you.
He has also already voted for you. And Mike just is joining us here.
Yeah, and I completely and fully endorse you, so I know that my vote is definitely going your way.
Well, I'm trying to encourage everyone I can to vote. I won't be voting this year.
Well, you physically can't vote for a reason unknown. But nonetheless, you're encouraging and you're endorsing Michael Badnarik as well. Is that right, Manwich? So the entirety of Free Talk Live endorses you, Michael Badnarik.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah, and we absolutely hope
it's kind of a foregone conclusion considering I have the bumper sticker and the yard sign, though.
Oh, well, great.
I went and saw you up in Tampa. You were in a neighborhood in Tampa.
Okay.
At an event, and I chatted with you there briefly.
Yeah.
Brought my friend up to see you.
The reason I brought that up, though, of course, yesterday, in case people aren't aware, there's a videotape that just came out with bin Laden on it, actually talking into the camera and admits to ordering the attacks on the World Trade Centers. He also says something that he said before a number of times, but never really got reported. What he said, part of what he said, was that any state that does not mess with our security has naturally guaranteed its own security. And I think it's really important to get that out there because there are so many people in this country who think that, well, 9-1-1 was just this
Unprovoked attack.
Unprovoked attack. It just happened out of nowhere, and they did it because they hate the way we live our lives here. They hate American freedoms, and that's not what Bin Laden himself is saying.
That's true. The analogy that I use is that if you have a hornet's nest on your property, well, there's a small but finite chance that you'll be stung by a hornet. But if you go down there with a baseball bat and start smacking on the hornet's nest in an effort to kill hornets, you may kill five or six hornets, but your probability of being stung is going to dramatically increase. When we are in Iraq, you know, we are bombing buildings, killing innocent civilians, and, you know, for every five terrorists that we kill, we probably create 50 more. So the continued American presence in Iraq is going to increase the threat of terrorism, not eliminate it.
I was thinking that since we're our military is in 135 out of 190-something UN member states, that we might be increasing terrorism other places like the Philippines and, you know, Southeast Asia.
The Constitution allows us to do national defense. It does not allow us to do international offense. We have no authority to be in these 135 countries around the world using our military to influence their governments, influence their economies, and politically poking these countries in the eye with a sharp stick. I mean, it's little wonder that, you know, the rest of the world isn't happy with our foreign policy. What libertarians would like to do would be to follow George Washington's advice that he gave us during his farewell address, and he said that we should have economic ties with all countries and entangling alliances with none, which means that we should have free markets, buy and sell from other countries that would improve our economy, raise their standard of living, dramatically reduce the chances that they're going to blow up our building.
I'm sure you've heard this, and my question is, a lot of people, when we talk about the fact that we need to get out of Iraq and pull out now and pull out immediately, people tend to say that that's a very weak position and that we're leaving them high and dry. I'm sure you've heard that before. How would you respond to people saying that it's either weak or that it's irresponsible to just leave?
Well, first of all, it is not weak. We have the strongest military in the world, and any military leader will tell you that, you know, strategically, you're not going to be able to hold all the land, and you need to, you know, withdraw. Strategic withdrawal from one place makes you stronger someplace else. The other thing is that you cannot export democracy at the point of a gun, as they've been trying to tell us. You can't force someone to love you. Anybody who thinks that we are going to go into Iraq and just, you know, come in with, you know, heavy-duty force and encourage them to have, you know, free and democratic elections is insane. In fact, I would like to have free and democratic elections here in the United States. You know, I'm a legitimate candidate from a legitimate party, and I was not allowed to participate in the presidential debate. Henry Ford once said that you can have your car painted any color you want as long as it's black.
That's called a Hobson's choice.
Well, that's not a choice. And the Democrats and Republicans are telling you that you can have any president you want as long as it's Bush or Kerry. Well, that's not a choice either. We recently selected Miss America from over 50 contestants. And I think
our presidential candidates look like Miss America, man.
Yeah, well, I think
a lot of people watching the debates, that's for sure.
I think the presidential race ought to have a talent contest, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, Clinton could play the saxophone, but that didn't make him a particularly good president.
Right.
I have a question. What would you do in the case of... I'll get my question after the break.
Ask your question now, quickly.
What would you do in the case of Osama bin Laden, where a criminal attacked the country and then wasn't in the country for, you know, an international...
All right, we're going to talk about Osama bin Laden when we come back. Michael Bednarik, hang on. If you want to call in and ask him a question, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want. Michael Bednarik's on the line with us. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lactropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, that is toll-free, and it's toll-free nationwide. Of course, we are worldwide via not only the internet at freetalklive.com, but we are also worldwide on satellites, on C-band satellites. If you want all the information on all that, you can go to freetalklive.com, and you can get the various different ways for you to tune into this show. We're, of course, on a few different terrestrial radio stations, again, satellite channels, and seven different internet streams. So if you can't listen to this show,
you got some serious problems. We got a guest on the line here with us. It is Michael Badnarik, the Libertarian presidential candidate for this year. And, of course, everyone in this room is very excited to have you on the phone here, Michael, and welcome back. Right before we went to break, Manwich had a question in regards to Bin Laden. And again, I will reiterate, the phones are open. So if you'd like to ask Michael a question, 800-259-9231. Manwich, why don't you restate your question real quick?
I wanted to know what you would do, if you were president, in the case of an international criminal like Osama bin Laden, who committed a crime in the United States and either fled the United States too quickly for it to be apprehended, or, in his case, was not inside the United States when the crime was committed, since the military is just for defense.
Right. The purpose of the government is to protect American lives, liberty, and property. As you indicated, he's an international criminal. September 11th tragedy was a mass murder, an international crime, and we should pursue this like any other crime. We should do a CSI Miami, come up with all the evidence that points to it. We now have a video that where he's basically admitting the crime, and we should use our political and military force to go and track him down, bring back al-Qaeda, and bring these people to justice.
Now, when you say use our military force, you're not talking about what we did under the Bush administration, which is going to Afghanistan
right.
and dropping bombs on wedding parties and that sort of thing.
That's
you're
correct.
Talking about seeking out specific individuals.
That's correct. If your brother punches me in the eye, can I give you a fat lip because I was attacked? I mean, I have every justification of retaliating, but I can only retaliate justifiably against the people who attacked us. Sending 150,000 troops to Iraq who didn't have weapons of mass destruction, who did not attack us on September 11th, it's just wrong.
I've seen, when this video came out, I went immediately to your website to see what your response was, and I gotta say, I was a little bit disappointed. It seemed a little bit brief. Are you thinking about preparing a little bit more of a expanded response?
Yes, we were. As libertarians, anything that we say is frequently and deliberately taken out of context. I was on Fox News and I gave my position, and the woman asked me if I had ever been to Iraq. I said no, and she goes, "So basically all of your answers are based on hearsay," and that was the end of the interview. And I wish that I had been just a little bit more clever, because I would have said, well, I get most of my information from Fox News, and that's so fair and balanced.
Oh, hindsight is 20/20, and you are
great? Yeah.
You are working, you're getting up at what, like 5 or 6 a.m. every day and working till midnight, 1 a.m.?
It varies. Sometimes we have a 6 a.m. flight, which means we wake up at 3, leave the hotel by 4, so we can get to the airport by 5 and get through security.
You are quite the hero of freedom, Michael Badnarik.
Well,
and everybody here definitely has a lot of respect for you.
I'm flattered.
I think if when you're renewing or reviewing your statement in regards to the Osama video, I highly suggest that you maybe place these quotes from John Kerry and George Bush. Have you read their responses?
No,
to
I haven't.
The video?
We did have some of their quotes, but there wasn't a lot off of the internet at that time.
There isn't much here, but I want to read this to you. After the video was aired, President Bush said that Americans will not be intimidated by bin Laden, and Democratic challenger...
Is that your George Bush voice?
Yeah, well, whatever.
Very good.
Democratic challenger John Kerry criticized Bush for failing to capture bin Laden earlier and said that I can run a more effective war on terror. That's these guys' response to this.
Well, part of it is true. We should have caught Osama bin Laden by now. I mean, we are supposedly the smartest, strongest military in the world. And, I mean, if you're looking for Osama bin Laden in Iraq, you're not going to find him, basically. But, again, we want to reduce the amount of terrorism by allowing other people to live their lives the way they want. I mean, that's what we want in America. We want to be left alone so we can live our lives as Americans. If we truly believe in liberty, I mean, we need to let other countries run their own governments without our interference. Are they going to be constitutional republics like ours? Not likely. But if we were to focus on the Constitution here in the United States and eliminate the Patriot Act, eliminate the free speech zones that we have, get rid of the electronic voting, or at least have electronic voting where you get a paper ballot, a paper trail in the United States, we would improve our own liberty, we would improve our own prosperity, and other countries may tend to emulate us when we set a good example.
Absolutely they would, because otherwise they're going to lose people. And that's what we used to be. We used to be the beacon of liberty to the whole world and the good example for the world to
follow.
You know,
somebody should build a statue.
Right.
Never mind.
That joke kind of, I missed it. There for a second.
You have a question, man?
I do have a question. Now, clearly we've made a, anyone would say that there is problems in Iraq. There's a bit of a mess going on over there.
Right.
Democrat, Republican, and Libertarian alike would say that there are problems in Iraq. And if you became president, you inherit a mess.
Yes.
How would you fix the mess?
Bring our sons and daughters home as safely and quickly as possible. We shouldn't have gone in the first place. It compounds the mess to stay there. I mean, already 92% of them consider us occupiers rather than liberators. And, you know, the more we blow up buildings and kill innocent civilians, the less they're going to like us. And, you know, people say, well, if we pull out now, you know, there's just going to deteriorate into a civil war. Oh, kind of like we have right now. We're not in control of Fallujah. We're barely in control of Baghdad. I mean, George Bush himself accidentally said that we can't win the war on terrorism.
Well, so, one of my other favorite libertarians, Harry Brown, has said the military is little more than the post office in fatigues. Is it any surprise that they can't do anything right either? They are, after all, another government program. But we're going to go right to the phones here. 800-259-9230. Man, would you look disappointed that you don't get to talk? What?
I feel like it's... I'm not disappointed that I don't get to talk. We have... The show's about the caller.
You look like you're
about to
cry.
I have things to say.
All right. Well, you can hold those because we've got Billy in Sarasota with some questions here. Billy, you're on Free Talk Live with Michael Badnarik, Libertarian presidential candidate.
Yeah, it's nice to talk to you, Mr. Badnarik.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'd like to ask what your thoughts are on one of the most influential, John Hosper, your first presidential candidate in 1972, coming out very strongly endorsing George Bush.
Uh-huh.
What are your thoughts on that?
Just because he happens to be Mr. Hosper doesn't make him right. I cannot vote for a president who's going to continue the war, restore the draft, continue passing unconstitutional laws like the Patriot Act, and continue operating the government at a deficit budget. I am not willing to contribute to my own destruction.
Billy, I know you're going to have a response to that because Billy's a very opinionated kind of guy. So we're going to have you both hang on, and we're going to come back with more. And the phone lines are open for you at 1-800-259-9231. Ladies, your calls come first, so we're going to put you to the front of the line. 800-259-9231. If you want to speak with the presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, the man who should be president this coming week here, this is Free Talk Live.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
I'm Michael Badnarik and I approve this message.
President Bush got elected by claiming to be a compassionate conservative. Would a conservative approve a half a trillion dollars in deficiting in a single year? Would a conservative give us Hillary Care, socialized medicine, something even Bill Clinton couldn't do? Would a conservative approve of searching our homes without warrants? Or locking up American citizens indefinitely without even filing any charges? If you're fed up with electing Republicans who claim to be conservative and then govern like liberal Democrats, you do have an alternative. Michael Badnarik, the Libertarian candidate for president. Bush and Kerry aren't the only choices. Libertarian Michael Badnarik. the alternative for the true conservative. Call 800-807-7552 today. That's 800-807-7552.
Log on at badnarik.org. That's BADNARIK.org.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, that is toll free. Of course, you can also email the program at ftl@freetalklive.com. We do have some emails tonight, guys, to get to. We're going to put those on hold, obviously, until we're done with this first hour of the program. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. The first hour is dedicated to our man for president, Michael Badnarik, the Libertarian Party candidate. He is on the line with us right now. Michael, you there?
I am.
Excellent. All right, welcome back on the line. And by the way, it's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Skyler.
And Manwich.
And also on the phones, we've got Billy on the line in Sarasota. Now, Billy, did you have a response to Mr. Badnarik?
Well, I do, and well, actually, I'd like to ask him a couple of questions briefly on some of the issues so I can get a better insight to his thoughts. On the borders, what do you just want to open the borders and let everybody in? Is that the way you feel?
No. No, okay. Letting everybody in or keeping everybody out is not only impractical, it's impossible. We want to eliminate the socialist welfare programs so that people don't just come here to live off the dole. We want to recognize that there are a lot of people who are here illegally only because it's easier to swim the Rio Grande than it is to climb the mountain of paperwork. There are a lot of people who are doing work here that we need, and I think that we need to make the paperwork easier so that more people can be here legally. And third, we need to use the military and or police as appropriate to stop the drug dealers and coyotes who are trafficking in human lives. And I'm told even factions of the Mexican military crossing the border, damaging American property and killing American citizens. And that's,
well, now, Michael, let's be fair. Under a libertarian America, we wouldn't have to be stopping drug dealers from crossing the borders because we'd be ending the war on drugs in the first place. Isn't that right?
That's true. That's true. And, again, the criminals right now that are coming across, we do have the authority to stop them. But we have to be able to identify people who are coming here to work hard and spend money and the people who are committing crimes.
Okay, just another question here. If you were elected president November 2nd, and I guess one of the first things you would do is pull all the troops out of Iraq and around the country, is that right?
That's correct.
All right, and then, hypothetically speaking, after you do that, and then we get attacked, after all that's done, we get attacked, what would your response be?
Figure out who's attacked and demonstrate.
Well, let's say it's Al-Qaeda again.
Okay.
Then what would you do?
Figure out. I mean, I would continue tracking down Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. I mean, I don't need a new tragedy. I don't need a new crime to justify going after Al-Qaeda.
How are we going to do that without any troops over there?
Well, the troops that I'm bringing back would be from Iraq. I mean, we can keep our troops in, but Afghanistan isn't what organized against us. We were going after, you know, an international group of criminals. And
you're saying
that
there's
that we have, well, I think
Michael,
that we
you're
have
saying
more
there's a specific
and more resources that we should be and could be spending on that.
All right, well,
Billy, go ahead with one more question.
All right, well, I'll just end it there. I want to be respectful. I appreciate you taking the time for taking our call, but I do think what John Hosmer says, the most libertarian thing you could do is to vote for George W. Bush November 2nd.
All right, Billy, thanks for the call. We certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you later. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. How old is John Hosmer these days?
I don't know.
I mean, if he was our candidate back in the 70s, he's probably got Alzheimer's and has forgotten he was a libertarian in the first place.
His vice presidential candidate was Toni Nathan. She was the first woman to ever get an electoral vote. And I met her again in Oregon just a few weeks ago, and she has endorsed me.
Yeah, she's definitely still a very principled libertarian, Manwich.
Why do you think it is that candidates like Ralph Nader, Anderson, Perot makes a little more sense to me, people like that, these third-party guys, they get press, whereas you get yourself arrested at the at one of the debates, and it doesn't even touch national news. Why do you think that is?
Are you asking me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I thought you said Manwich. Oh, maybe you.
I am Manwich.
Okay,
our voices sound similar.
Sorry
okay.
For the confusion.
The reason, from my point of view, is the Democrats and Republicans are terrified of the libertarian message. Everything that we say is based on the Constitution, individual rights, and private property. And in 2 years of campaigning, I haven't had anybody, you know, confront me on that. That's what everybody wants. And if
That's
I was in the debate, I would win that debate. You know, large percentages of people would vote for me, and we would shatter the stranglehold that Democrats and Republicans currently have on American politics. They don't want to lose their power base.
They know it, and the media is complicit in that, too, and they know that.
Absolutely. Bill O'Reilly is terrified of me. He won't have me on his program.
Didn't he cancel you as you were riding to the studio to be on his show?
On the way. We were 4 hours from the studio, and they canceled us. We basically got stood up at the political altar. And 3 weeks later, he made an announcement on his program. Bill O'Reilly is very pro-Patriot Act. And he made the challenge that he would debate anybody about the Patriot Act. Well, my staff called within 30 minutes and said, Mr. Bednarik would be happy to debate you. And we were told, we misunderstood. I don't know if we misunderstood the word debate or the word anybody, but they don't want us on the program.
Now, I know this isn't actually a professional media program, but have you talked at all about or to Jon Stewart of The Daily Show? I know he went on the news recently. He went on Crossfire,
CNN.
And it was all over about...
Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
I've always liked Jon Stewart, but I thought that was so great.
Yeah, that was funny.
And
really
it's available on the Internet.
Too.
I strongly recommend that if your viewers haven't seen it, they go out to the Internet and download it.
It was not only funny, but it was poignant as well because of how irresponsible the media is actually being.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious if anyone in the party or you're involved with your campaign has ever asked to be on The Daily Show or if you're ever involved with The Daily Show.
When people make suggestions, that is like 33% of the suggestions. You ought to get on The Daily Show. We have been trying. We have done just about everything except stand on our head and spit nickels.
So The Daily Show is involved in irresponsibility as well.
You know, my question is, who owns Comedy Central? I mean, is it Ted Turner?
I don't know who has been calling. I don't know how far they've gotten through. Now, you know, I strongly suspect that if Jon Stewart read my book, which is Good to Be King, it's also on the bestseller list at Amazon.com, that he would have me on. But the problem is that everybody, in fact, I have people who filter my calls. I have a secret phone number that, you know, only my mom has and my campaign manager. And I have a number of people who filter calls so that, because I just don't have enough time to answer every message. Same thing is possibly true with Jon Stewart. So he hasn't told us, no, we can't be on. I just don't think that he has gotten the message yet. But I think that, well, I will continue lighting the fires of liberty even after the election. And we have a publicity person who's going to be mailing out copies of my book. and we're going to mail one to John Stewart. So I suspect.
Excellent. Michael, hold that thought. We're going to put you on hold, come back with you. We want to talk about the biggest issue that any libertarian comes up against. That is the wasted vote syndrome. I don't hear the end of it. We're going to talk about how you address that, and also we're going to talk about a little something that we all also have in common besides being libertarians. We're all Free State Project members, and we're going to find out what you have to say about that coming up. And we're going to hear from you at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lycopin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Toll free nationwide. You can also go to the website, freetalklive.com. Shoot us an email, ftl@freetalklive.com. We'll get your emails live on the air. But right now, we're going to get back to our special guest, Libertarian presidential candidate Michael Badnarik, who is on the phone with us. And if you'd like to talk to him, please don't be shy. Give us a call, 1-800-259-9231.
You're not going to have too many more chances. I mean, we're how many days away from the election?
True.
Four days. So if you... You're at home in Austin right now. Is that right, Michael?
What's that?
You're at home in Texas at this point.
Well, I'm in Texas.
Correct?
I'm currently in Houston. I've been campaigning here in Houston. I travel to College Station, Waco, Dallas, do a fundraiser in Dallas, and then I finally get back to Austin, do several interviews in Austin, and then Tuesday we're having a huge Election Day party in Austin.
Where's that going to be?
It's going to be at Legends at 183 and Mopac. There's a Holiday Inn there.
And anybody's invited?
Well, yeah, just about. I mean, the place is probably going to be full. You know, we're going to. You need to get a validated ballot to bring it in to. I'm kidding. But we are hoping that you know, people will show up and help us celebrate. I personally think that we are going to break the 1 million vote mark, and perhaps significantly more.
I really think that we will as well. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk wasted votes. Speaking of votes, we're all pretty active here. We've all talked to friends of ours, and I'm sure we've all had people, friends of ours who, actually, I know for sure, I've had friends that I've spoken with that voted for Harry Brown in the year 2000 that are now telling me that Bush is so evil, we have to vote for John Kerry. Vote for Michael Bednarik's a wasted vote. What would you say to those people?
The only wasted vote is when you vote for somebody that you don't respect. You're wasting your vote if you vote for somebody that's going to continue the war, restore the draft, continue passing unconstitutional laws like the Patriot Act, and continue operating the government at a deficit. That is wasting your vote. Voting, the wasted vote argument is a false choice. If I give you a choice between arsenic and strychnine, which one of those do you want to pick? You know, if I tell you that, oh my gosh, you know, arsenic is cheaper this week, you know, you're wasting your money, you know, paying for strychnine. Gotta, you know, pay for arsenic. Neither one of those is good for you. I mean, they're both gonna kill you. And so the only choice is to vote for liberty. If you want liberty, if you want freedom, you want lower taxes, bring our troops home, get rid of the IRS. If you really want those things, you gotta vote for it. I mean, I don't go to bars very much anymore, but when I was in college, I'd go to bars. I never had a girl dance with me if I didn't ask her first. I mean,
you have to ask for liberty.
You want it, you got to ask for it. And then with the case of liberty, you've got to demand it. You have to vote for liberty. You have to tell the people in Washington that you're not satisfied with the status quo. Now, people say, Michael, I like you. I'd vote for you if you were already getting 15%. Well, they admit they like me, but they don't want to be the first person to vote for liberty. They want to, you know, wait and be one of the last people to vote for liberty. Well, would you like to be the last person in the lifeboat? I mean, this is ridiculous. I can win. Millions of young Americans, many of whom have never voted before, if they're concerned about the draft, could vote for me. 80 million gun owners who are concerned about the unconstitutional gun laws could vote for me. Everybody who hates the IRS could vote for me. I could win this election in a landslide if everybody who wanted to vote for me actually had the courage to do so.
Of course, getting the message out to all those people that aren't going to vote, because there's still going to be that huge chunk of the population that's not going to vote, is very important. And if you want to contribute, you can still do it. There's still time left to get some ads on the airwaves. So you can go to badnarik.org. Michael, what's the campaign telephone number for people to call in credit card contributions?
800-807-7552. Again, that's 800-807-7552. 7552, and I'm very pleased to report that we're just a few thousand dollars short of $1 million this campaign. We've spent over $300,000 on television commercials. We've got commercials on Fox. We've got them on CNN and MSNBC. We've got libertarian television commercials going out nationwide. We've gone from 50% of the population who knew about the Libertarian Party to 76%. And if we can get a significant percentage of the vote on Tuesday, I will suddenly be doing national media asking me how the heck I accomplished all that, and then everybody in the United States would know about the Libertarian Party.
I certainly hope so. We're going to go to Jeff in Providence, Rhode Island. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
You're talking to Michael Bednarik, Jeff.
Hi, Mike. Mike?
Hello, I'm here.
I have a question about the popular vote. Like you said, if someone who was aggravated at the IRS would vote for you, and someone who felt the gun laws were unconstitutional would vote for you, you could theoretically get the popular vote, but then the Electoral College could do what they want. Isn't that a big obstacle to not only the Libertarian Party, but any third or fourth party candidate running for presidential office? It's just the Electoral College would act as essentially as a is a big buffer or obstacle against something like that happening.
Well, it works.
Michael, hang on. I'm going to let you answer this in just a moment. Jeff, thanks for the question. We look forward to hearing from you again. Is the Electoral College, would it throw out, you know, would they just vote for Bush or Kerry, even if the popular vote voted for Michael Badnarik? I think that was the question on the floor. And if you want to ask a question, we just have a few moments left. Go ahead, call us up at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Presidential candidate, Libertarian Michael Badnarik is on the line with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of the same old politics? Are you concerned that your vote no longer makes a difference? Are your taxes increasing faster than your paycheck does? Do you feel that you're the best judge of what's right for you, your family, business, lifestyle, and health? The Free State Project is looking for people to help set the example. We're all moving to state, New Hampshire, which has no income tax, no sales tax, and one of the most robust economies in the United States. And 20,000 Free State Project members are going to make it even better. Free State Project members are working to bring about smaller government, limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping citizens free, free to donate to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. Join the Free State Project and you can have liberty in your lifetime. We already have thousands of members and are growing every day. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, cost a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense? Let you express your frustration?
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We just have a few more moments here with Libertarian presidential candidate Michael Badnarik. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Skyler.
And Manwich.
And Michael back on the lines with us here. Jeff in Rhode Island was asking in regards to the Electoral College. Did you understand his question?
I did. And the Electoral College is confusing, but it's not the priority problem. The Democrats and Republicans, what happens if a candidate gets 51% of the popular vote, they get 100% of the electoral vote, which is
in a given state
potentially good for the Libertarians. If I get 51%, then I get all of the electoral votes, just like any other candidate. Some states require an elector to vote for the candidate of his or her party, which gives them all of the honor and efficacy of the grade school hall monitor. But there are some states that the electors vote primarily for their party, but there have been 8 times in the course of history when an elector has not voted for his or her own party.
Is that an individual elector, you mean?
Yeah, individual elector.
So it's not an issue?
It's not an issue. And
all right.
I may actually get an electoral vote this year.
That would be excellent. One other thing. We're all here in this studio, with the exception of Mike, who's a New Hampshire native. We're all Free State Project members, and we know that you are as well. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So I'm you're going to be coming to New Hampshire.
What, like the first 1,000 or so?
Excellent, excellent. So what? When are you planning on moving to New Hampshire?
Well, I found myself running for President of the United States and have been kind of busy. I'm going to give myself a week or two vacation. I don't know the answer to that. I'm definitely coming. I'm
excellent.
Thinking about running for governor of Texas. If I don't find myself in the White House, and I know that's hard to believe, that I may run for governor of Texas or some slot here in Texas, because we're hoping to get the 20,000 folks, and I don't know what the number is right now. So I need
we're over 6,000 at this point.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah.
And so I don't know that I'll be ready to move, like, this year, but probably right after the 2006 election, and I'll run for President of the United States from New Hampshire in 2008.
Well, I'll look forward to learning how to buy my property in an allodial title from you in New Hampshire. So.
That'd be great.
I've ordered the book as well. I've got that coming from Amazon.com. Promote your book real quick again, Mike.
The book is not about constitutional law. It's about constitutional fundamentals. Why do we need any government at all? And if we need government, why a constitutional republic that our founding fathers gave us? Why not communism, for example? And it talks about the basic fundamentals and then goes into the articles and sections so that you can read it, understand what the Constitution is supposed to be about. And most people go, well, wait a minute, Congress can't do that. And I joke and say, what are you, some kind of constitutional expert? And they point and say, well, it says Congress shall not. And I go, well, then it means you're literate. The Constitution was written for every single person. It's simple language. It's not that complicated. It's certainly not a living document. The only people who want
Michael
to be
Badnar, thank you for being with us. I wish we could hold you over. I know you got stuff to do.
Okay.
Everybody needs to get out and vote for you. We're doing everything we can to get you the biggest vote totals this year. Thanks for being here.
Thank
vote for
you
Michael
so
Badnar.
Bye-bye.
All right, and hey, you know what? If you had a question, we'll answer it for Michael Badnar in the next hour. Dial us up at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You know what? You can also change the topic. It's Free Talk Live.
U.S. Gold.